studying firefighters and cancer. This is the Environment Report. I'm Zoe Clark, in for Rebecca Williams. More and more research is showing firefighters as having a significantly higher risk of cancer. That's even when they're young. Now, this isn't a shock to a lot of firefighters. For decades, many of them have watched their bosses and their friends get sick. Michigan Radio's Kate Wells reports on what one Detroit area engine house is doing about it.
This has been a really tough time for the firefighters in Highland Park. One of their guys was recently diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma at the age of 27.
The guys are very supportive of him, you know, asking whatever he needs, cover shifts. They've rallied all behind him.
This is Highland Park Chief Derek Hillman. He's giving me a tour of their new engine house. He's doing this because so much of what they've got here is meant to help reduce cancer risk. The place is only 2 years old. Hillman says it was paid for with a FEMA grant. And you can tell how proud the chief is of this place. It is one of the busiest engine houses in the state, fighting about 150 fires a year. And what's crazy is that when you walk into the enormous garage where the fire trucks are, it is so clean. Beautiful, sparkling white walls. You don't even smell diesel exhaust. And that is because of these huge hoses that come down from the ceiling, attached to the truck's tailpipes, and suck up all the exhaust.
So as the truck turns on, it actually senses the pressure, and it starts a vacuum-like and sucks it up and out the building.
In their old engine house, the walls were black with diesel exhaust, which is a carcinogen. Sure, it's filled with carbon monoxide, but it's also full of soot. And soot is the big cancer villain in firefighting. It can get stuck in your lungs and stay there for years. And of course, firefighters run into whole buildings filled with soot. Soot laced with all of the chemicals and the fire retardants in our furniture. They have breathing masks, which kind of look like scuba gear, and those help a lot. But all of that soot still gets on their skin, which is then absorbed into their bodies.
There was something the other day on our hoods.
Yeah. And the guys were soaking them. You soak them in water, just hot water first. Let it sit there for an hour and pull it out. It's completely black.
This is firefighter Eric Steinhabel. He knows that after going into a fire, their suits are basically marinating in carcinogens, which is why this new engine house has a commercial washer and detergent, which are specifically meant to remove as much of that stuff as possible. But it takes 24 hours for their gear to dry after it's been washed, and they don't have backup suits, so they end up only washing their gear on their days off.
Do it again, clean water, completely black. Put it in a washing machine with soap, detergent, wash it, put it back in that bucket, let it sit for another hour, it's still black. You just can't get that stuff out of there.
And of course, every time they put that dirty gear back on, their skin gets exposed to that soot all over again. Steinhabel says as he's been getting older, he's been thinking a little bit more about that cancer risk.
It's certainly more than you did when you were young. You know, Bellamy here today, he's 19 years old, doesn't give it a thought. Me pushing 40.
You're invincible at 19.
Right. Yeah, me pushing 40, you know, with a little baby at home, you're like, okay.
Last year, the CDC wrapped up a massive study on firefighters and cancer. I mean, thought to be one of the biggest ones ever on this issue. What they found is that firefighters have a greater risk of digestive, oral, respiratory, and urinary cancers. And they're twice as likely to get cancers linked to asbestos exposure. But here's the thing. Once firefighters have upgraded their engine house, like Highland Park has done, what exactly are they supposed to do with this information? It's not like everybody can just stop fighting fires. Again, Eric Steinhabel.
There's no real hardcore answers. We don't know facts. There's nothing there for us. We don't really know.
Meantime, firefighters have to do their jobs while doing whatever they can to lessen their cancer risk. For the Environment Report, I'm Kate Wells, Michigan Radio News.
And that is the Environment Report. In for Rebecca Williams, I'm Zoe Clark.